This is KUT. Today, the Austin City Council is set to consider throwing its support behind 9 affordable housing projects. They're all vying for competitive state tax credits that could help fund the developments, but residents who live near one of these proposed projects in North Austin aren't so happy with the idea. KUT's Saida Hassan reports.
I met Donna Clayton on a sunny day in the playground of her apartment complex. She's lived in this North Austin neighborhood for the past few months, but getting here was a long road. Clayton spent months calling leasing offices and scanning apartment listings, searching for an affordable place.
It's like, what? There's a property open? And literally, it's gone. It's like a lottery.
Clayton and her son live in a two-bedroom apartment. The family used to own a house in Manor, but then life happened. Clayton got divorced, she faced some health issues, she had to go on disability assistance. Eventually, Clayton could no longer afford a home for she and her son.
I was homeless for, honestly, probably about a year and a half. I did have family that allowed me to stay with them, but when you're an independent person and you're used to having your own, it's still hard.
That's what drove Clayton to testify at a recent Austin City Council meeting. She spoke in support of the Elysium affordable housing development in North Austin. Clayton says she wants others to have the same chance at housing that she's had. The Elysium project is being proposed by the same developer who built her home. Council members also heard from several members of the nearby Northwood Neighborhood Association, which has strongly opposed the project. The group declined to comment for this story. Instead, they directed us to their testimony at the council meeting.
All neighbors, especially mothers like myself, are very concerned about the added traffic.
In case of a forest fire, it would be impossible to evacuate everyone.
This is a frightening and dangerous place, even for the seasoned commuter.
Despite those concerns, the council last week granted the project initial approval for the rezoning it needs to go forward. Megan Lash is a co-owner of the Elysium project. She says they've modified their plans to try and address neighbors' concerns.
We have worked successfully with neighborhood associations in Austin to help show them that we are a developer that is willing to roll up our sleeves and work side by side with them, because that's all we're trying to do is provide more homes for people.
Rezoning is one piece of the puzzle. Developers are also trying to secure competitive state tax credits that make up a significant part of the project's funding. As part of their application, the developers need to win support from local government leaders. That's what the council will vote on today. Council members will have to come back for a final vote on rezoning the property before the Elysium project can break ground. If approved, Lash says they plan to build about 90 affordably priced units. Saida Hassan, KUT News.